This is the Marowon Musing. Marowon Musings. Marowon Madness. Marowon Muckrake. Marowon Mumbling. Wait a minute. I'll turn you on. She's, look, no, hang on. Wait a minute. Marowon.
Thank you.
There you go.
The month would not be the same without that start point.
This, the other voices you can hear belongs to Jodie Anderson.
Thank
and
you.
She is the coordinator at Marowon.
This is how it starts every month.
And seated to Jodie's left is an Irish import. But a name of Trish O'Donnell. Is that right?
To be sure. To be sure. We love having her.
I don't sound like that.
Really?
Nobody really does. I was talking like that in Ireland once and the bloke looked at me and he said, "You come from fucking Disneyland."
I love that.
You've been watching Darby O'Gill and the Little People.
That's what I love in Ireland. They just say it as it is, don't they? They just sort of cut to the chase, which I absolutely love, whereas we fluff around the sides, as you say.
Oh, I don't know. Australian can be a reasonably direct human being.
Some of us are more direct than others.
Why are we here today? What are we talking
about?
That's
the question, isn't it, Bob? Really? Yep. Seriously, how cold is it in Apollo Bay? The water's beautiful. The sun's out, but it feels a bit cold. Why are we here again this month? We're here to talk to lovely Trish. Trish has been a wonderful supporter of the neighbourhood house or community house in the last few, probably 6-7 months. And the last 3 or 4 shows we've had guests in who have been trainers or people running programs, and I thought this month would be absolutely lovely to have someone that's on the other side of the fence or table or whatever you'd like to say. And Trish has actually participated or is currently participating in one program and was involved in another in the first term. And I actually thought it would be a lovely idea just to hear the experience of someone sitting and learning, and I was delighted. I was sitting in the community centre, which is nice and new and painted and beautiful and bright, so I'm going to have a little party, I think, but it's officially called a launch, to celebrate the brightness and the cleanness of our neighbourhood centre. So if you're walking past, please come in and see how beautiful it is. But Trish came in with a beautiful big smile this morning and her lovely being and started talking about her experience in the art class. And so I think we'll start off with that. What do you reckon, Trish?
Yep, I'm happy.
Great. So Trish has started to get involved in a program which Kathy Donovan has been running now for 3 terms. And the program started with Kathy's commitment to art and painting. And Kathy has been the leading person to develop the program. And it started out as foundational art. And I'm really delighted to say that Kathy's program is the most popular program at the centre, which is fabulous. And we actually have a waiting list, and that just fills me with joy. So Kathy started that program last year, actually, in the 4th term, and it was so popular we decided to continue to run it this year. And it's run every term. And we've got a group of, how many people are in the class, Trish?
About 8, I think.
8, okay, perfect.
Depends on
if
anybody turns up.
And so Kathy's been running the program for 3 terms and Trish has just joined Kathy. And so we're just going to talk about, first of all, what's it like?
Well, it's just a really supportive, lovely bunch of women. We have no men in the class at the moment. I think that's they're more than welcome, I believe.
Yes.
But it was a great space for me. I haven't picked up a paintbrush in a very long time, so I was nervous going in. But it's just a really nice, supportive bunch of people who love to draw and paint. And it was great just to get back into it. And
it would be fair to say, Trish, before you were saying how you walked in with an idea, and what happened with that idea? Tell us about that.
Should tell you nothing. well, I walked in with a probably, I wanted to do a portrait in watercolours. And
yes.
Portraits are one of the most difficult things to attempt. And I hadn't used watercolours in about 20 years. So
20 years?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but with Kathy's support and the help of the rest of the group, it turned out really, really well. I was really pleased.
So did you complete that one piece of work in that one class?
Yes. Well, watercolours are, they dry pretty fast. So compared to oils, things like that, you can complete a whole painting if it's not too detailed. Yeah. So the sort of stuff I like is more abstract anyway, and
isn't it fabulous? So how long did it take you, Trish?
Probably from start to finish, 2 hours.
Oh, that is amazing. So you walked out with a complete piece.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, how beautiful.
Yeah, that was great.
So what's your intention when you do the classes each week?
My intention for me is to really just try and broaden my skills, because it's just mixing colours,
yes,
and getting the right tones, just to broaden my skill base. And then and then next year to maybe try and become a little bit more creative and to play around with things a bit more and to kind of, because people always ask if you say you draw or paint, you know, what kind of style do you have? And that's a question I've never been able to answer, because I don't have a particular style, because I've just been playing with a pencil for so many years. So I kind of go, they ask, yep, do you do watercolours or oils? And so I'm really hoping, and also in the class, we're not just doing watercolours, they do oils, they do inks. So there's a lot more going on. So it's just trying to see which one I feel most comfortable. At the moment, I love using the watercolours, but I may find another medium.
I was going to say, so they're called mediums, aren't they? And so people specialise in a particular medium and they love it, don't they, usually?
Yeah. Yeah, but just talking to the other ladies in the course, they seem to all use different forms of mediums at different times.
It's lovely.
It's just getting competent in each one, yeah.
And I think the thing that I particularly love about that course, Trish, is just the banter or the conversation during the 2 hours. It's just beautiful to just hear. Like, there's a lot of laughter and a lot of joy associated with the class. So I think that must be lovely to be involved in that particular, you know, to be in part of that. So in terms of the program, when you said you walked in and you started with your particular painting or with your idea, will you continue just to create different pieces each week? Yeah, great.
It's left to ourselves to choose what we want to draw or paint.
Okay.
So that's not... there's no real structure like that,
yep,
which is good.
Yep.
So, I mean, I've just been spending the last week picking out things that I want to work on.
So, a very long time ago, I took some art classes.
No, Bob.
I did.
Oh, stop it. Have you done it?
We went to... my first wife and I went to... Paran, I think it was.
Yep.
And a man with a red sock and a green sock and pointy shoes and a beret. We're in a room with easels,
yes,
and charcoal. Put a bowl and some oranges on the table. And he said, draw these. And so we drew those, and then he took them away and he took out a bottle and he put the bottle on the table. And he said, draw that. So we drew that, and then he took something else out. And at the end of the first class, I said... is this it? And then he walked around and he nodded and grunted at people, sometimes encouragingly, sometimes not. And sometimes he'd just go, oh. And then at the end of the class, I said to him, is this it? Is this learning to draw? He said, yeah, this is it. I said, well, I could do this at home. He said, yeah, but you won't. People have to come out and pay, don't they, really?
Isn't that an interesting thought process? They actually have to come out and play. I love
it.
But it is true that sometimes, especially, if it's not part of, not something that has to be done to put the food on the table or whatever, that you do have to have a time and a place where you go along and at least to start, to get moving and to get motivated and, and a lot of art is, like a whole lot of things, is just practice, guided, and finding where the edges of your ability are. But, it was a funny response, but it was
the right response,
yeah,
really.
I think
and
so.
It was funny because Trish and I were talking. That's the thing that I actually really love about community centres and neighbourhood houses is that, as adults, we become a bit more vulnerable with our... We think, it has to be perfect or it has to be this. But when you experience or you sit in a room with other people and you think, no, this is okay, I'm okay at this, and it might not be perfect, but it's that encouragement,
yeah, because there's always someone that doesn't do it quite as well.
Yeah, that's right. Well, it's exactly that. And that's particularly what I think... part of what motivates me to be in the role. But the exciting thing, I think, is that like most community centres have art classes, and we're involved in a wider network. So there's 27 neighbourhood houses in our region, and we're having an exhibition which will be hung on in the Geelong Library, the lovely big new beautiful new library, in December. And so I'm hoping somebody or a number of people from our art class will be brave enough to exhibit their work, because there'll be a big launch, and that's becoming an annual event and quite a big one. And so everyone really likes to have a piece of their art from their centre in that centre, and unfortunately we didn't last year, but I would love to have that. And Trish's eyes are lighting up, so I can just tell she's going to be our star. And lovely Kathy's already volunteered one of her pieces, which is absolutely fabulous, because it's really important to have a representation of our community, because we are very much an art community, and it would be a shame if we didn't have some local star.
Maybe we could have our own little packing room competition. You know, have the Archibald, the guys that unpack it, choose the one that they like. Or maybe we could hang, as part of your bright, shiny new, a lot of the pieces that people want to exhibit. Beautiful. And then people could vote for the one that they want to send off to Geelong.
Great idea. You know?
So then if Kathy chooses one and a couple of others come forward, and then we have the popular vote.
Yes, that's very
good. Popular vote's a great idea. But it's about having the confidence to do it too, isn't it? Like, it's about being able to say, that's mine and I'm happy to put it on the wall.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's quite a big statement, isn't it? Well, or is it?
Oh, you're scaring people. Stop it.
No. I don't know. I'm asking.
I would never call myself an artist, and it's hilarious because my friends are going, oh, yes, now we can call you an artist because we've actually seen that you've painted something. And I'm still thinking, no, you can't call me an artist.
I wonder what
My daughter is an artist. My eldest daughter is an artist. And she was working away on a piece at art school. She got a degree and distinctions and all that stuff. And the tutor, teacher, lecturer, whoever came by, the pontificator, and said, that's going really well, Margot. It'll be great when it's finished. And she turned around and looked at him and said, what makes you think it's not? Because it's really up to you when the thing is finished. And there is that, you know, especially with art, there's that moment when you know that it's finished or not. Got nothing to do with anybody else.
Well, that's exactly. I mean, but I did. I entered a piece of art into the art show last year.
Oh yeah.
It was the first time I've ever done anything like that. And oh my God, it was so nerve-wracking. I walked in the door with it, and I nearly ran out.
Oh.
Because I saw all these amazing paintings on the wall, and I was like, "What am I doing?" But I thought, I just wanted to see. Yeah, exactly. Yep. You got to put it out there and see what happens. Yep. You know.
And how did it feel? After a while, you kind of...
Well, I just think if you don't... I mean, I'm a big believer in if you don't try, you don't win, you know.
Yep.
So you just got to hang it and see what happens. Mm. So, and somebody bought it.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah. So someone has it.
Congratulations. Yeah. That's fabulous.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was very...
That's extraordinary. So it's hanging in someone's house now.
Yes.
You know, and probably not the outhouse.
Exactly. In the shed.
That's a wonderful story.
Yeah, that's a great story, Trish.
Oh, well, I think that what you're saying is, I mean, art is all about who's looking at it and what emotion it brings with them and how they feel about it. So not to overanalyze it too much.
So you can't get into the art class. We're here to promote Murrawong.
No, actually, this is a class that's full and nobody can get into. I came up with this great idea when I was talking to Kathy this morning. I thought we might have a casual art class where you can come in and you don't have to come for the whole term. You just come for a period of time.
I thought you meant you don't have to dress up.
Oh, you could. Yeah, you could get... No, I'm not going there. I'm stopping myself. So I'm going to ask you to keep looking because on our Facebook page and in the news sheet, because I've got an idea of someone that I think might be able to run it, and we're thinking it might be a Wednesday, and it'll be that you can just come 1 week, you can come for 3 weeks, you can come because you're just in town. And because a number of people have said, oh, I've wanted to do some painting or some art classes and I'm only here for 2 weeks. So I think that's what we'll get, a casual.
Okay. Casual. Class. A casual class.
A casual.
Now, would you like to discuss some of the other things that are going on at Murrawong after we listen to Van Morrison?
Perfect.
Or before?
Perfect.
Afterwards. Okay.
Perfect time.
This is Too Long in Exile from Van Morrison on 3ABR. This is Murrawong Musings, a program. Well, it's kind of a program, I suppose. Too long in exile.
backside. Too long not singing my song. Too long.
Sadly, there are still people in the world who think that coffee is just a drink. These poor souls are yet to discover the social intercourse, commercial advantage, and all-over sense of well-being that comes from sharing an ethically sourced, expertly roasted, and perfectly prepared cup. If you know such a person, use whatever ruse necessary to lure them to the industrial estate at the back of Apollo Bay, introduce them to Hello Coffee, and then sit back and watch as the enlightenment occurs. Hello Coffee. Station sponsor, and the source of one of the few reliable, affordable pleasures remaining on the planet.
Apollo Bay's post office has a difference. Of course it sells stamps, packaging and deals with your mail, but it also sells mobile phones, accessories and top-up cards. It provides a high-quality colour printing and copying service, deals with your complete banking needs with major banks and credit unions, passport and licence applications, property transfers, tax file numbers, identity checks. Ah, the list is endless. And of course a huge range of Prezi ideas, gift cards and a massive selection of haberdashery and wool. It's a complete one-stop shop. You don't have to go anywhere else. See Sylvia at the Apollo Bay Post Office.
Yes, do that. Pop in and see Sylvia at the post office. Thank you for being a supporter of the radio station, Sylvia.
Isn't that a nice intro? Because Sylvia did the small business course.
And did she?
And that's exactly what she said she was going to do, is start the printing. So that is a great intro to what we're about to talk about, which was the small business course in the first term, which Trish did as well.
Yes.
And that's why we want to have a chat about it, because not only was that ad fabulous, but to talk about that program and then talk about what that looks like in terms of the community and where does it go. And it was a really popular course back in January. Oh, was it January or February, Trish? Feb, I think.
Feb.
I think it was Feb.
So what did you learn, Trish?
Yeah.
The main thing I took out of the course, and I was talking to Jodie about this, was the initial first few classes. I really liked the mission, vision and values, because we went back to basics about really understanding why you've set up a business and what your values are around that business. So and becoming very clear on that. And that to me was gold, because it really made me go, right, what is this about and how does it fit into my life? So I've got young kids, and my job is it's kind of a lifestyle job. You know, I don't want it to be taking over my life. So it was about getting very clear on that. And that course really helped me to do that and make changes so that the job works for me. And so that to me was invaluable. So.
Okay. And the part of the program, it was actually a six-week program, and there was 12 people in the course, and Sylvia and Trish were participants in that program. But part of the program was looking at that vision, mission and values stuff. But the other important part was a bit about what you spoke about last time in the current course that you're doing, is that that group, that you really bonded closely, didn't you?
Yes. So as you know, when you're working with a group over 6 weeks, you learn more about what their business is and what they're doing and what they're striving for. And so automatically you become closer and you support each other with ideas. And in the class, we would often have just sessions or break. Would take 30 minutes just to talk about people's ideas. And the class, instead of the lecturer just coming up with responses, we would all kind of brainstorm ideas for somebody. And that was really good. It's good to get the old grey matter, you know, working. And so we became a kind of like a group as well, that outside of the course we would chat about our ideas and the business and we would support each other. So that was great. And as I think I was saying to you, Jodie, there was a lot of people in that room I didn't realise that their skills and their background. So it was great to find out a little bit more about them and what skills they had, and then potentially how can that impact on your business and how can you use these skills. So it was more than just the course itself. It had all the extra benefits of those.
And I think that happens quite a bit. Certainly even in a small town, you think you know somebody and then you sit in a program, you think, oh, I had no idea, you know, this and this. Mm. And that shared experience again. With this, why asked Trish to come along? Beck facilitated that program. She did an amazing job. And I've just been in contact with Beck this week to talk about Term 4 and what does that look like. And it might be that we run a different version of that, and that would be more aimed at people that are currently in business and tailoring it to a specialised program for them, and then people that are thinking of starting a business and then looking at what does that look like, and then going again back to the vision, mission, what is that? So there's going to potentially be two different programs because they're two different audiences, and to hone in and make sure people are supported through that process. So we're looking to run that in Term 4, and that will be probably looking at the terms. It would be likely to be late September, early October. So keep an eye out on our Facebook and Term 4 course guide, because I think it's really it's a really good start point for people, but it's also for people in business, it can be that support. And because of that program, we've talked about, well, what's out there for people that are currently in business and what does that look like? So there's some thoughts about looking at mentoring programs or looking at what does that look like. And certainly Trish has come up with some great ideas, and we're looking to develop that and implement that in 2018, and that's probably a minute away, Bob.
It is.
We'll be talking about Christmas in a minute, won't we? She's already into Christmas.
Come and sit on my knee.
This is a problem. Really. It's a problem. It's a problem. Okay, so let's move right on.
I can't help it if I'm old. You're gone.
Right. Well, I was going to actually then talk about what's happening in the centre. Am I allowed to do that?
In the centre?
Community
in Australia. Oh, community house, yes.
Oh, the
good
whole
idea.
Centre, Apollo Bay, yes. The centre of the world. Will I do that or not?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. That's a good idea.
We might do
that's
that.
That's the reason for the program, really.
Oh, I forgot. Is next Tuesday, we're starting a social media course with lovely Sarah Bell, and she's running a 4-week course in social media. So if you're looking at wanting to develop some skills in Facebook or wanting to develop a Facebook page for your business or just a Facebook page, Instagram's a big one. Do you use Instagram, Trish?
Very badly.
Oh,
yes.
I thought you'd say very well.
No, unfortunately.
Okay, sure.
I need to go on that course.
Oh, do you? Well, it's interesting because people that are in business say, oh, yes, I need to hone up on my social media skills. And the program is developed for people that are at any stage in terms of their social media learning, and it's only 5 people, so you can get lots of individual support, and that runs for 4 weeks. It's a Tuesday from 9:30 to 12:30.
So when does it start?
Next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday. That's a pity I'll be away. Because this Facebook thing is, it's important that, you know, if you're going to use it, you better know what's going on.
You've got to be good at it, don't you?
Well, you know, not a matter of even so much being good at it, but my understanding is that it's good at reading you. It's good at figuring out, you know. Mm. And so what privacy settings do you use? How do you... as best you can, protect yourself when you're posting stuff on Facebook. Who gets to see it? You know, what are the risks associated with it? How do you use it effectively? Yada, yada, yada. I don't know any of that stuff. I'm just kind of...
It's reading you, really,
absolutely.
Isn't it? And it's about understanding what that is and understanding about posting and being able to pay for your posts and boost posting and all of those wonderful things. And you think, oh, am I going to boost post and what's my budget? And you think, what is that all about? So if you don't know that stuff, it's sort of like it feels like it's controlling you, doesn't it?
Well, that's right. And they're forever collecting information.
And do you use Facebook a lot for your business, Trish?
Again, I have a business page, but I don't use it an awful lot.
Okay.
I think what anybody in social media will say, that Facebook and Instagram and all of that are good for marketing, but not necessarily for converting sales. So you don't necessarily get an awful lot of bookings or, you know, for what I do, which is I manage holiday homes. You won't get bookings through it, but it's good for a marketing purpose.
Sure. So,
But you're right. It's... if you set up one, you really should be feeding information to it all the time to
absolutely.
Get more followers.
And this radio station should be doing it too. But Sarah's going to help us with that.
Oh, is she?
She is.
Oh, fair.
Hello, Sarah.
Sarah. Sarah's okay, sitting so, back so, in communication role at Otway Health, busily working away.
So now you have the yes. social media course. Yes. What else is coming
up? Yes, I would like to talk about this Saturday, the 5th of August. Last month we had a lovely guest, Barry, that was talking about the program L2P, and he is running a session at Marawarn at 9:30 till 3 for mentors of that program.
And so this is about learning to drive,
yes.
and it's about having older, experienced drivers.
Yes.
Or not necessarily even older, really, just people with, with proper full licences. And you need a police check, don't you?
Yes. You do.
But helping out young learners to get up that 120 hours.
That's right.
Yeah, it's a lot of driving to do. Yeah.
And so that program is just a one-day program to teach the mentors how to do that within the parameters of that program. And there's one position left. And we talked about it last time.
Yep.
And we've promoted it. It's on our Facebook page. But if you're thinking, oh, you might be that one person, you're not committed each week. You don't have to do it for hours every week. It's very much a partnership with the person that you're paired with, and it can be as simple as maybe a couple of hours a month,
mm-hmm.
depending on where that individual is. But it would be lovely if you're thinking, oh, I wouldn't mind being involved, just giving me a call, and I can tell you a little bit more about it. But I particularly think it's really important that we try and get this program up and running in Apollo Bay. It's been funded for next year, and it would be a shame for it not to be fully utilised. There is I think four people participants, and we've got five mentors, but we're looking for the sixth. So if anyone's out there and thinking, I wouldn't mind, please give me a ring. That'd be great.
So in Apollo Bay, we've got five mentors.
Yes.
Yep. And that means we've got four or five or six or seven students as
we've
well.
We've got three, and we're still looking for young people.
So it'll take up.
Yes, and that's exactly how Colac started. Yep. They started with three, and it developed, and now they have a waiting list of 14 on their waiting list,
wow.
so it's big. And it's Geelong, it's very, very big. And we're hoping to secure a car, but we have to walk before we run.
Sure, that's a great initiative.
Yep.
Okay, so
what I want to talk about is that Bob and I spoke last month. We are going to run a program called, I think Bob came up with the name, or did Sarah come up with the name? I'm not sure. Prepare for On Air. And
Prepare for On Air.
And get a voice like Bob. Anyway, that's a program starting on.
Look, it doesn't matter what you sound like. You can sound like anything at all
really?
On the radio. Yes, you can. Yes, it's true.
Hey, let's all put on voices. Hey, let's put on Irish accents a bit. Let's do Irish out.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
You can hear the clicks as people turn off the radio.
Don't be sure. I think we're going crazy. At the end of the month. And so we're looking for four or five people that would like to participate in that program. We're running it at the end of August, and it will be in the morning from 9:30 to 12:30 for 4 weeks, with the idea of the aim at after those 4 weeks you'd be able to successfully run your own show like this one.
That's right.
Is that right, Bob?
Yep, that's right. You'd be able to drive the panel and drive the show. So have you been thinking, I've got a bit of an inkling, I might like to do a program, and you're a bit like Trish with the art. If you're thinking, maybe not, well, we're going to make it very easy for you, and there'll be three or four other buddies, and when you finish, you'll have all the skills you need to put your own program together. So you might want to do a program about jazz, or you might want to do a program on classical music, or you might want to do a program on animal husbandry. Anything at all, any topic.
That's so weird.
Or motherhood in a regional town, anything you like.
Sure.
Animal husbandry is not weird.
No.
But what I'm saying is that the joy of community radio is that if you have an interest, if it's old cars or if it's woodwork, doesn't really matter at all what it is. If you have an interest and you'd like to share that and explore it, this is the place to do it. Absolutely.
Perfect. Yeah. It is the perfect place.
And also, if you're the secretary or the president or just a member of a club and you're passionate about whether it's bowls or cricket or the Probus Club and you want to talk about it, this is a great place to do it.
And it's really easy.
So just get the skills, come on,
It's really easy.
Get your ticket and drive a program.
And there's only 139 clubs in this town, so surely someone out there, surely someone will.
We could have the club show.
We could. How to start a club. Stop it. Now we're going crazy.
All right. So, and lots of and you've got a new program coming out for Murrawarne. It gives all the... all the details?
Yes,
for the
next semester? There's a new term guide. Sorry, I wondered what Bob was talking about then.
Term guide, yeah.
Yes, there's a new and that's out and about. It's on Facebook. It'll be in the news sheet and it will be in all the usual places. But I think we'll have a song then. I want to talk to you about something.
Oh, you want to come back? Okay.
Yeah, I do. All just right. To talk about one thing.
About one thing.
It'll all be right. Really good.
Sure, I'm sure it will. It'll be delightful. This is 3ABR, a program called Murrawarne Musings. Canned Heat, on the road again.
The only thing I want to finish off with, so exciting next month when I'm here, yep. The first week of September, between the 1st and 7th of September, is Adult Learning Week.
Mm.
So ask me what that's about, Bob.
What's Adult Learning Week about, Jody?
Oh, fabulous. Thanks for asking that question. It's actually about, it's a national adult week where you promote people learning, adults learning, really, basically in all... That sounds just so bad, doesn't it?
It's pretty ordinary, yeah. There was a very inspiring program on the ABC that I saw a little tiny bit of the other night about some people teaching Aboriginal people to read and write.
Oh, really?
Using a Cuban method of some kind. I don't know what. But, yeah, they're having great success with that.
Isn't that great?
It is. It is great, yes.
I just love... that's what I love about learning. It comes in all different forms, shapes, size and matter. And really, this is just a national, like National Heart Week, National Fun Week, National...
So it's just to get into adults' ears and say, look, you might think you're too old. Your brain can't take new information.
Right.
But actually, you can.
Yep.
And we have the ways to make you learn.
Oh, we have ways and means.
We can play with your brain so information is retained, yes.
Well, I suppose it is just that. And it's also just celebrating the fact that people do come together. And in this town, this town is particularly good at it, in it that it happens formally and informally, which I absolutely love. And to celebrate that, there's what they call Music from the Neighbourhood House. And there's an event on the 1st of September. On a Friday evening, and they're calling for nominations for bands, choirs, whatever, to go and perform. And it would be great if we've got, I know we've got a number of community choirs and we've got the Ukuleholics and a number of different or clever people in music, can you help me speak, Bob?
So if you're a musician or you're in a band, then do get in touch with Jody and talk about performing.
Being involved in that. Thank you, Bob.
Absolutely. And would there be money involved?
No money. No money.
I should get that out of the way. But we will, a cup of tea and a scone.
No money involved. Okay. So in that, during that adult learners week, we'll be having
all musicians ask that question. That's the first question. Do you get paid?
Is it
a paid gig?
Is this money?
Can I put my girlfriend on the door?
That's a worry. I tell you.
No. And take the admission.
Okay, sure.
No, there's nothing.
Sure. Okay, so
I don't know what you were thinking.
I'll just go from September 1st till September.
Please to remember the 1st of September, the beginning of Adult Learning Week.
And I'll be back during that week to run this. For this lovely radio show for an hour, but also we'll be having the launch of the Neighbourhood House and a few other activities. So I just want for you to look around and have a look at what we'll be running and get involved. So that's all I really want to say, Bob.
No, that's plenty to say. And Murrawarne is a fabulous example of a shining, busy community centre, community hub, nexus run by Jody, who has all the answers to everything you need to know about the local community.
We have
huge utilisation, hours and hours and hours every week, every month, every year, by all sorts of different groups in the community house. Mm-hmm. So it's a very successful enterprise.
It is. And do you know what, Bob? That is a great in. What I might do is our next month's guest might be one of the people that have been using the centre for years. So one of
That's
the groups,
a great idea.
That would be lovely. Yeah, so great.
So this has been Murrawarne musings.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, Trish O'Donnell.
Thanks, Trish, for coming along.
Thank you very much for having me.
And we'll be back next month. This is 3ABR.